It's no longer just tariff talk. President Donald Trump imposes new tax levies on Canada, Mexico, and China. The additional percentage they will pay for their products coming into the United States and the president's message to American farmers. Also, American military aid to Ukraine is on hold this morning as Donald Trump questions whether Ukrainian President Zelensky really wants peace. We take a deeper look into the dispute between the two leaders. This morning, the tariff wars between the United States and Canada, Mexico, and China have begun. President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs on all imports from Mexico and Canada officially started at midnight, and the 10% tariff Trump slapped on China last month is now doubled to 20%. On top of that, Canadian energy products will also now be subject to 10% import duties. Retaliation has been swift, with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing his country will impose tariffs of its own against the United States over the next 21 days, vowing taxes of up to 25% on more than $100 billion worth of American goods. China is also responding, targeting American agricultural products. The new Chinese levies will include a 15% tariff on chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton, and a 10% tariff on sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, fruits, vegetables, and dairy and fish products. They're set to take effect next Monday, March 10th. Mexico has not yet responded. Altogether, China, Canada, and Mexico accounted for more than 40% of all U.S. imports last year. They're also the top three markets for American exports. The tariffs against Mexico and Canada were set to take effect last month, but President Trump delayed them by 30 days so negotiations could continue. President Trump has maintained the tariffs are meant to force those countries to stop the flow of the powerful drug fentanyl from flowing into this country. He has also demanded that Mexico and Canada take strong action to keep migrants from crossing their borders into the United States illegally. On his Truth social platform, Trump said, quote, "To the great farmers of the United States, get ready to start making a lot of agricultural product to be sold inside of the United States." At least one top Ukrainian official is speaking publicly about President Trump's decision to pause U.S. military aid to the country. Reuters is reporting the chair of Ukraine's Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee, Oleksandr Mereshko, said the move appears to be an attempt to force Ukraine to give in to Russia's demands when negotiating a peace agreement. This all comes after last week's contentious meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That dissolved into an argument in front of reporters on live TV. The Ukrainian official, Mereshko, likened the U.S. cutting off military aid to the Munich Agreement of 1938, when Nazi Germany was allowed to annex part of Czechoslovakia. Meanwhile, in a statement, a White House official said, President Trump has been clear that he is focused on peace. We need our partners to be committed to that goal as well. We are pausing and reviewing our aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. The pause to Ukraine aid comes as President Trump gets set to address both chambers of Congress for the first time tonight. White House staffers told Fox News the theme of tonight's speech is the renewal of the American dream, and it will focus on four main parts. They include highlighting accomplishments from Trump's second term so far, both here in the U.S. and internationally, as well as the administration's impact on the economy, President Trump's renewed push for Congress to pass more funding for border security, and how the president plans to encourage global peace. The event comes just 10 days before the federal government is expected to run out of money, with the possibility of a shutdown looming on March 14th. Trump has already called for the Republican-led Congress to adopt a stopgap funding measure to keep the government open. And that's likely to take center stage tonight as well. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department has received more Jeffrey Epstein files from the FBI after last week's big release turned out to be somewhat of a dud, as it was Epstein's contact list, but not believed to be his client list. She told Fox News host Sean Hannity last night, quote, "Truckloads of additional documents have now been delivered to the DOJ. Bondi says the FBI is now going through thousands of new documents, and Director Kash Patel will release a detailed report as to why the Bureau did not release them in the first place. This comes as we've learned the top special agent overseeing the FBI's New York field office, James Dennehy, has been forced to retire. Multiple news outlets are reporting Dennehy sent an email to colleagues saying he was told to put in his retirement papers last Friday, but was not given a reason why. Dennehy was just put in charge of the New York field office in September by then FBI Director Christopher Wray. Wray left when Joe Biden left office. The U.S. Senate failed to advance a bill that bars transgender women and girls from participating in school sports designated for female athletes. The vote was along party lines, with 51 Republicans voting for the measure and 45 Democrats voting against it. The bill needed 60 votes to advance in the Senate. Title IX is a federal law that prohibits sex-based discrimination in schools and education programs that receive federal funding. The measure looked to determine protections for Title IX based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. President Trump signed an executive order last month giving federal agencies power to ensure that entities that receive government funding interpret sex as a person's gender at birth. He says it's, quote, common sense that men play men's sports and women play women's sports. Republicans in Congress have now tried to make that policy into law. Democrats and LGBTQ plus activists have called the measure bullying. Finally, this morning, the NCAA is officially embracing a new women's sport, flag football. The Atlantic East Conference launched its first women's flag football season during a press conference in Philadelphia yesterday at the home stadium of the reigning Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. The Atlantic East Conference is a group of schools in the NCAA's smallest division, but it says it is setting the stage for a new era of growth and recognition for the sport. There are 7 members in the conference, and while not all of them will field a team, 3 outside schools will participate for the flag season only. Women and girls flag football has been gaining popularity in recent years, with 14 states already sanctioning it for play at the high school varsity level and 18 more testing pilot programs. Also, the National Federation of State High School Associations says participation doubled last year, with nearly 43,000 girls playing.